Welcome, Beulah and Randy.
This story that I'm going to tell happened in May this year. Leaving the exposed macadam walkway along Route 305, where I'm walking for 5 minutes heading north, accompanied by fumes and motors of cars and trucks and their tire tread hitting the pavement, I turn right to go up the Vineyard Lane driveway, and the sounds begin to mute. The brown apartment buildings with balconies are on my right as I summon the crest of the road and begin to move downhill. I veer left onto the John Nelson path, bordered on its left side with thick crabgrass and on the right with spindly fallen grasses. I continue to slant down for about 10 feet and then walk the arch up left, a small incline into the woods with ivy growing on the right side. The first tree that I pass on my left is one that starts as one tree and then splits into two, with missing bark on the inside of both trunks as they grow about 20 feet tall. I reach and hold my hand against the rough bark on the outside of each. Then I continue on the path as it approaches the top of an incline. Here, the ivy thickens into a ground web, almost a foot thick. Ivy is starting to climb the fir tree on my right. I reach over to 2 3-foot strands that I easily pull down to join the thick ground ivy around the tree. The sweet smell of woods with leaves and needles relaxes my being. Then I look below into the small valley, which has a stream embedded in green growth. The footpath stays on the left edge of the valley, descending between spaced trees to follow the right-leaning curve of the ridge around the valley. Usually I follow this path through the John Nelson Park until it ends on the Route 305 walkway north of the Vineyard Lane entrance. I walk through this small park about once a week to experience the woods. I particularly appreciate a few large older trees near the northern entrance of the park. In spring, I celebrate when trillium is visible near the path. In addition, if I want to sit, being a little older, there are 2 wooden park benches in different places, both overlooking the view of the hidden stream. On another day, I follow the path from Vineyard Lane into the top of the woods. I pass the double fork tree, giving them each a pat. When I approach the tree on the right, from which I had cleared the 2 strands of ivy, the entire woods near me, below me, and as far as I could see, began to sparkle with a multitude of small, moving, bright white lights in front of the green ivy, deciduous tree leaves, and evergreen needles. Then all the tree trunks that I could see became azure blue with sparkling lights everywhere. I am transfixed with this wondrous sight, motionless. And then it stops after only a minute, and the woods resumes its usual self in my sight. I think that I have been given a gift of seeing how things are in another realm that could be present all the time, but I'm unable to see it. I didn't hear anything or feel anything different. This could be because I was totally lost in the wonder of sight. I go to this special spot often, but no matter how hard I wish, I have not seen the enchanted view again, but I can happily hold this view in my memory. I would love to know if any of you have experienced something that is different from the usual, a gift of another world. Of course, it would be wonderful if someone had seen sparkles and blue trees someplace.
Well, my story is just a little bit different than that one. That's beautiful. It's West Sands, St. Andrews, Scotland. West Sands, famously the running scene in Chariots of Fire. That used to be me, full of zeal, zest, and God. Not tonight. Tonight, this foulish, bitter, North Sea blasted sand, I'm more like Mel Gibson in Braveheart. Eviscerated in all three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Staggering into the haunted depths, like too many bright jiggers of whiskey, quickly drunk, my head reels in an ugly dizziness. Nothing makes sense. A fortnight ago, a call from the university asking me to come, the result of meds not taken. Brutal. My complicated and brilliant firstborn, a victim of brain chemistry and poor choices. Showing up, Mads is unrecognizable. Black smeared eyes, a feral intensity of rapid speech, incoherent, like an exhausted jester. Walking, I walk. Praying, I pray. Language strangely recalled from my mechanic days, riddled blue, coarse as iron scraps, arms thrown skyward, cruciform and moving, pelted from salty sea spray, roiled together with endless tears. God, 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 I'm broken, shattered. My back screams like a banshee, breaking, collapsing, clumping onto the gritty lumps of sand, still, hunching with irregular sobs, like soft bird feathers, I hear, I'm here, right here.